huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Wow, breaking news. Breaking news. Donald Trump announces a new social media platform. Get this. Get the name of this. It's called Truth. Truth. So officially live now. I think I might be the first person to break this. But Donald Trump, it has been announced, is launching a brand new social media platform called Truth. And to quote Donald Trump, the platform would stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Let me know what you think about this. Trump has accused big tech, Facebook, Twitter, etc., of silencing opposing voices of the US. So Trump has a media company called Trump Media and Technology Group. And he is also going to launch a subscription-based on-demand video service. Now, this decentralization of social media is really starting to gain pace. David Icke was banned from many social channels and has his own streaming service called Iconic. You know, decentralized away from Netflix or the social channels, and this is Trump's big play. All right. So you may have known or seen, I mean, you know, you knew this, but Trump was banned from Twitter, Facebook, etc. There was obviously that big issue in the US in January where the Capitol was stormed, and some people think that Trump incited those riots. So Trump has come back in true Trump style. And so let me just let you know exactly. Truth Social will be open to invited guests next month and will have a nationwide rollout within the first 3 months of 2022, according to a statement by Trump Media and Technology Group. Please hit the share button. This is huge news. And this is a quote from Trump. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. He also goes on to say, everyone asks me, why doesn't someone stand up to big tech? Well, we will be soon. So, could this be a more successful version of free speech social media platforms? I don't know if you remember Gab and Parler. Both of those, Parler got booted off by Amazon, basically, according to David Icke anyway. Obviously, that Amazon Web Services was hosting them. Trump Media Group said its video on demand service would feature non-woke entertainment program. What do you think about him saying it's non-woke? Entertainment, news, podcasts and more. I've actually just reached out to Donald Trump to try and get him on an interview. I think this is huge news. I know a load of people are going to hate this and hate Trump, etc. But is this the movement, you know, David Icke being banned and setting up Iconic, Donald Trump being banned and setting up Truth? Is this the start of the big movement towards the anti-big tech, anti-big social media platforms? Ironically, while I stream it live on Facebook, I understand that. I'm not necessarily saying I'm anti-big tech or anti-Facebook. I've actually got quite a good relationship with Facebook at the moment. I have had a bit of a love affair and ups and downs. Facebook's cheated on me a couple of times. I've done some revenge cheating on Facebook a couple of times. But, you know, I'm just telling you what's in the news. But this movement towards decentralization, yet on the other side of it, people like Icke are saying that, you know, the powers that be in the world, who control the world, the cult, want the opposite. They want globalization. They want power and control. Whereas, you know, people are trying to break free from it. So some people are going to say, oh, well, you know, another social media platform. But if there is independence and if there is decentralization and if there is really free speech, then maybe that's good. I'm going to open up the discussion. So please let me know what you think about this in the comments. I did tell this to my wife, and my wife said, truth, Donald Trump. So, yeah, you know, some people are, of course, going to be skeptical. Also, the Trump Media and Tech Group says it intends to merge with a special purpose vehicle and list on the NASDAQ stock exchange. So is there some irony there? Does this just actually become another big tech? So let me just summarize the breaking news. I'd love your comments and discussion. I'm going to throw out a discussion about it. Please hit the share button. This is breaking news. I believe to be the first person breaking this. I haven't seen anyone breaking this on socials anyway. Trump to launch a new social media platform called Truth. Wow. Wow. Quote Trump. The platform would stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Accusing big tech like Twitter and Facebook, etc., of silencing opposing voices in the US. Trump Media and Tech Group, which he chairs, also intends to launch a subscription-based video on demand service. Trump was banned from Twitter and Facebook for apparently for inciting riots, but, you know, we don't know the motives, do we? Truth Social will be rolled out in a month and then nationwide in 2022. Trump says, we live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. Everyone asks me, why doesn't someone stand up to big tech? Well, we will be soon. Is this just another play by Trump to basically own platforms? And is this irony that this will become the next big tech as it's going to be apparently listed on the stock exchange? Or is this a good move in the decentralization of social media and the relinquish of power from the big tech companies? So hit the share button. Let me know what you think in the comments on my Facebook Live. It's really important you hit the share button and get this discussion going. We are in disruptive times on social media. I just had a chat with my wife and she's like, I really am scared for our kids and where social media is and the craziness of it. I actually think Donald Trump is a brilliant marketer. Love him or hate him, I think he is one of the world's best marketers. I mean, to call it Truth, that is actually just genius. That really is. He's going to make a lot of noise, isn't he? I think it's going to be so interesting to see. So anyone else want to share any thoughts on Trump launching a new social media platform called Truth? I don't ever share political views. I'm not really very political, if I'm honest. So I would join this platform if I felt, one, it could help me reach my target audience. Because, you know, I have a mission to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge. So if there's a platform that can help me with that, I'm going to entertain it. Now, some people could argue that some of the antitrust, monopoly, etc., from Mark Zuckerberg is questionable. I don't really go there, but where's, in terms of ethics, where's the line drawn? I don't know. Is Trump any worse politically and ethically than Mark Zuckerberg, who actually controls these platforms? Is it the face and the founder, or is it the cult who financed the hundreds of billions to grow these companies, which David Icke thinks is the case? So I would take a more pragmatic, less judgmental view that if it could give me reach and impact and I could do good and meaningful things on it, because, you know, I don't go around hating or inciting violence or, you know, trolling people. I try and help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge and leverage social media to do that. So just, you've kind of put me on the spot here, Robert, but putting my flag in the ground, I'd probably not too much judge Trump initially, and I'd probably join it and see where it went. Because I can imagine some of the other social media channels I'm on, I can imagine if you look deep enough down the rabbit holes, they're probably controlled by some powerful individuals anyway. So, because the thing is, if we stood for this whiter than white moral code, well, we'd never leave the house and we'd never be on any channels.
So for me, it's about, can I use them to make impact? Can I do good things with them and on them? And so I tend not to judge less. I tend not to judge the people behind them. But then, of course, there's a line, isn't there? And, you know, if it was obvious that platforms were funding wars and genocide, well, then that's different, isn't it? So I guess there's also a line, Robert, where you then have to take a stand. A lot of people bundled and left Facebook when there was all the Cambridge Analytica scandal and all the sharing of data and manipulation of data. But then a load of people stayed. And then there was that social media documentary that came out, which showed the darker side of social media and how it basically tracks our behavior. But still, everyone stayed, or most people stayed, because they have power and they have globalization. So then you could argue, Robert, that if there are more channels that launch, like Clubhouse, Wisdom, Truth, if you can bracket this, that create decentralization, it takes the power away from, because Facebook obviously own WhatsApp and Instagram. So Facebook have massive power. And what gives Facebook or Twitter the right to ban Trump? What gives them the right to ban someone but not ban someone else? You know, the government, the police, the legal system, they're in place to see if people are breaking the law or not. So then does Facebook now govern law? I'm not sure it does. And, you know, I just interviewed David Icke, and I put him up on my YouTube channel, and we're at nearly 500,000 views in a few days. And, you know, I'm at risk of getting my YouTube shut down publishing him. But why does he not have a right to speak as much as anyone else? Let's park judgment away from Trump right now. And let's say you were him, we were him, and you couldn't get your voice out there on existing social channels. It might make sense to create your own. And, you know, now let's dilute it being Donald Trump now down to it being all of us. Any one of us at any time on any of these platforms could have our account shut. Anytime. You know, the app doesn't like what we say. Or you can get hacked. I've seen that a lot. You get hacked, deleted account. That can happen. I've got a TikTok account manager, and she said our AI is not perfect in removing content. So you could also have your content removed accidentally and unfairly. So I think there's a great lesson here in that if you want distribution and reach to make impact, which surely, you know, many of us here want. I mean, if you follow me, just as a quick interjection, my mission is to help as many people on the planet start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge. So we run daily entrepreneurial rooms on Clubhouse. So if that's the kind of content you like, make sure you're following me. I'm up the top left. And turn the notification bell on so you can get notified of business and entrepreneurial type rooms. I'm also now doing my sort of more breaking news type content on Clubhouse, because I usually just do that on Facebook, but I'm also doing rooms like this. So if you want to get the breaking news of things that I think impact us in terms of our speech and our brand and our mission and, you know, our impact, then make sure you're following me. But at any time, any of us can get shut down for reasons not just because of inciting riots. So is it not a good case study to watch to see how this plays out? Because would we not want to be in control of our distribution and our reach? Would we not want to be at the mercy of social media? So I'll give you an example of this. 6 months ago, we'd go live on Clubhouse. We'd have 700 or 1,000 people in the room instantly. Now we have to push for 20 minutes to get 200 people in the room. So the algorithm is changed. What if I start a room and can only reach 50 people in 3 months? Well, I'm going to be gone because, you know, I can reach a lot more people on other channels. So it can also be an algorithm thing or a population thing whereby just over time, your voice and your reach and your impact can get reduced. So having your own distribution surely is smart. If you follow me on Instagram and check my last story, my fourth story, screenshot it. It says how to get noticed and dominate your space. How to get noticed and dominate your space. So if you just go and check out that last story once you followed me on Instagram, there was a room running this morning called How to Get Noticed and Dominate Your Space. This room was running on Clubhouse, and I thought, I know a fair bit about that. And I think the reason Joanne's said, why don't you share it, is because it's probably very relevant to Trump and how Trump plays the media game. I actually think he plays the media game in some ways quite well. I think if people removed their own judgment, they could learn a lot from Trump. I'm not sticking a flag in the ground, by the way, but I just think that you can learn a lot. You could basically use him as a case study. Instead of judging people, use them as a case study, because you can learn from everyone. Okay, so I'll just quickly walk through, see if I can get the photos up on my... There we go. So how to get noticed and dominate your space. So number one is be omnipresent. So Trump was omnipresent. That's how he got to become president, because he was omnipresent. And then he wasn't when he was deplatformed. Number two, have an opinion on polarizing matters. Well, let's be honest. Trump had an opinion on polarizing matters. Number three, newsjack, which is comment on media events. Well, let's be honest. He had a really good way of using the media to leverage his following. Number four, do hard and unusual things. Well, probably running for president's pretty hard. David Goggins, everyone loves him because he runs 100-mile marathons and does a zillion chin-ups. Number five, leverage viral platforms, which Trump did very well. And then he got deplatformed and wasn't able to do that. So now he's trying to create his own viral platform. Number six is be consistent and relentless. Let's be honest, Donald Trump is pretty relentless. And he got deplatformed on Twitter and Facebook, etc. And he's not just lying down, is he? Now he's launching his own. Number eight, be so good they can't ignore you. And number nine, leverage the critics and haters. And again, I think Trump does this very well. He leverages critics and haters. He seems to have a good fight, a discussion, an argument, a debate with them. He seems to not be bothered or care about what other people think and feel about him. So many people dismiss Trump. Oh, he's this, that, the other. They put an ethical and moral judgment on him. Fine. You know, we all have our own ethical, moral and standards. And I'm not saying he or you are right or wrong, but you can learn from everyone. So if you transcend your own judgment and emotion, I think we can learn a shitload from Facebook apparently changing their name, and Donald Trump apparently setting up a social media platform called Truth, and David Icke telling us that the world is run by a cult that goes back centuries. I don't necessarily buy into a lot of this conspiracy, whereas other people get lost in it, but there is great lessons to be learned if we challenge our own judgments and morals and transcend them. You don't have to support things you don't morally and ethically agree with, but you can learn from them to challenge your own thinking, to give you wisdom and balance. And so this is, I don't just do business and entrepreneur hacks on The Disruptive Entrepreneur. There's obviously loads of them with 750 episodes, but I do try and address these very topical and polarizing discussion points as well. Quite a lot of big entrepreneurs say that attention is currency. And in this world, if you do want to be successful in whatever venture you're in, leveraging social media is the way to reach the masses. And attention equals currency. And you're absolutely right. Love him or hate him, he is a master of getting attention. An absolute master. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts around if you think this is good or bad. If you think this is good for decentralization of power away from big tech like Facebook, or if you think it's just Donald Trump's attempt to do the same and have the same control himself. And, you know, do you think social media now needs to be broken up? Is it too much of a monopoly? Do Facebook control too much of it with Instagram and WhatsApp that they own? Or is Trump just being a noisy pest again? So if you go and check out my Facebook page, just search my name on Facebook. There's a video there. It's gone live this morning. We broke the news there. And let's discuss and keep the discussion going there. So, bye.